at the end of the day, it's just coffee. Chill out a little bit and approach them as if you were, you know, meeting a new friend. And it's like, because you never know, they might actually become your friends.
Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling series about coffee and hospitality. This episode features Michelle Johnson. Michelle is a coffee professional, community advocate, and freelance creative based out of Phoenix, Arizona. She's the creator and writer of The Chocolate Barista, and her piece, The Black Cup of Excellence, Being Black in Specialty Coffee, gave voice to some of the racial experiences many coffee professionals face. Here's Michelle.
So this is a specific experience about one of the first times I went to LA, and I had gone out to LA to do the WBC judges calibration. I was one of the baristas that did a mock routine for the judges so that they could test. So I spent an extra couple of days out in LA after that, and I had a whole day to myself. So I went out to Venice Beach and was hopping around at all the coffee shops. And my phone had died. I was trying to get in touch with a friend to meet in downtown LA so I could stay with her that night. And I walked into the Blue Bottle on Abbot Kinney. It's a very small shop, so like I just went in there. There was a little bit of a long line, but one of the first things I noticed was just how engaging all of the baristas on staff were with every single person who had come in. Even though they were busy, they were not only like super focused on what they were doing in their jobs, but they were just as focused on like the customer in front of them, engaging even with people who were just kind of hanging out waiting on drinks, keeping everyone comfortable and happy. So that was the first thing I noticed. So I got up to the front and I ordered an Americano, which I never freaking order. But I'd had a lot of coffee that day. Still to this day, best Americano I've ever had. I still think about it, still remember it. I don't think it'll ever change. So I went off to the side, and one of my favorite things to do when I go to coffee shops is just observe the baristas on staff just to see what's going on and see how they work. It's like my version of people watching, but I'm watching them instead of other random people. So I was drinking my Americano and watching them, and I just was so in awe of how synergetic they were behind the bar. Like, there was no time where there was a gap in a role. So if like someone was on pour over, someone was on the machine, and someone was engaging with the customers, if someone moved from that spot, someone else would come fill it. And they were just like rotating while still at the same time, still being so focused on the customer. And I did not see any person that was unhappy while I was in there. And that just, like, I'd never seen that before. I'd always seen at a lot of coffee shops, and even at my own, there was always just, like, someone who you could tell, like, was being forgotten or feeling like they were being neglected or anything like that. And I was just, like, everyone was just so happy in there. I was just, like, this is beautiful. I love this. So I was just having a blast sitting in there watching them. So after a while, I had asked one of the baristas, I was like, would you guys like be all right if like I charge my phone? So they went and took my phone into the back to charge, but they noticed that I had an overnight bag with me. So one of the baristas asked if I had come from out of town and like what was I up to? And I was like, yeah, I'm visiting from Phoenix. Come to find out, that barista had just moved from Phoenix to LA, and we like ended up realizing that we like knew a lot of the same people. We actually worked at the same coffee company, but at different times. I found out that another girl who was on the floor was the former manager of one of my current coworkers at the time, which was crazy. So it was like, I ended up spending like 2 hours at this tiny ass Blue Bottle and just like hanging out with them. But like the reason why it's just one of my favorite hospitality experiences is just like I said, they were just so focused on everyone who was coming in, and like just it didn't even seem like they had to work that hard to keep everyone happy. It just like it seemed so natural, and it was like you can tell they were having a blast behind the bar, and everyone else who was coming in could just like feel that good energy. And I, like, still to this day is one of the best examples of customer service and multitasking that I've seen in a coffee shop. It's a very simple experience. It's not, like, grandiose or crazy or anything like that, but it was just, like, just simply enjoyable to watch and be a part of. I think about that all the time, and I can't wait to go back to that blue bottle.
One of the things that really strikes me about that story is how that simple observation about, you know, you had that overnight luggage that became this conduit to a larger experience. I know that you have a lot of creative hobbies outside of coffee, and I'm wondering how you integrate those into your interactions with guests or the work you do on bar.
Ooh. Personally, being able to mentally expand my, like, my skill set has been awesome when translating it back to coffee. Because, like, before I was very just like, all right, I need to go through these motions of just like, all right, I pull this shot, I steam this milk, I make this drink, and I serve it, and then that's it. But being also in the creative industry, like, that whole industry is, even though it's, you know, taking photos or, like, coming up with creative concepts, like, 90% of the job is talking to people, learning people and their personalities and, like, how they work, which is a lot of that translates into coffee as well. So it's, like, more of the, like, social skills from the creative is what I use more in coffee than, like, the actual creative stuff. And I feel like I've been able to be a more well-rounded and barista, more customer service oriented too in general. I just, like, I chill out. I've been way more chill. And I notice that I'm more comfortable, so I don't have to work as hard to make other people comfortable, because then they feel that vibe too. And then It's just, like, a great experience all around.
Do you like guest interactions? Do you like working the register and doing customer service? Is that something that you personally enjoy?
I used to absolutely hate it, to be completely honest. And up until recently, I, like, never looked forward to it because I'm very introverted. But now I definitely, it's, like, one of my favorite parts. Like, I don't like days where there's no one to talk to for a while or anything like that. Like, I now think of it as this is my chance to, like, really connect with somebody. And it doesn't have to be where I'm bringing them into coffee or trying to get them to, like, level with me on these, on specialty coffee or anything like that. It's like, this is just me and that person, and I like connecting with people. So if I approach it like that, then, like, customer service is way more fun to me now. Mm. Yeah. I love hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that in mind, you know, if you were talking to somebody who is new to coffee, they love working as a barista because they really enjoy the technical aspect of the job, but maybe they don't like the hospitality part quite as much. What encouragement would you give them?
Approach, like, customers if they're your friends. It's really just, like, I feel like everyone gets so uptight and they, like, think too much and, like, take it a little bit too seriously. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's just coffee. Chill out a little bit and approach them as if you were, you know, meeting a new friend. And it's like, because you never know, they might actually become your friends. Establishing that, like, that you are comfortable just makes the overall experience comfortable. Like, people will feed off of those vibes. And it makes making coffee, even if you're, like, super technical, it just makes it way more enjoyable. Because I'm not super technical. I'm more about the connection and the social aspect of coffee. But that's, like, my personal approach.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier that when you go to cafes, you really enjoy watching baristas as they're just going about the tasks at hand. And I wonder, have you observed any guest interactions or conversations over the bar that you found really valuable, or maybe, like, some takeaways that you had from just watching how the baristas are interacting with their own customers?
I'm, like, always taking mental notes, especially when I'm at coffee shops. I'm like, what can I take? What am I noticing here that I can take back to where I'm working or to my coffee community? I, like, really value people who are, like, you can tell are just, like, really good at reading other people. So whether someone is, like, having a bad day or a really good day, or it, like, they can, I've, like, noticed whole, like, lines of people where, like, each person, like, literally had a completely different vibe, and the barista on the register was able to just, like, in a split second, just switch over and be able to cater to each of those people personally and individually. I value that so much because I can't.
That's a skill.
It's a skill that I'm like getting better at, but it takes so much time, and it's like draining for me to try and do that. But when I see someone who can do that, I'm like, yo, you are the MVP. And I wish I had that. I love seeing that.
That was Michelle Johnson. My name is Mallory Light. In full disclosure, I work for Blue Bottle Coffee, though hadn't yet at the time of Michelle's story. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. To learn more and to hear other coffee hospitality stories, visit vibrantpodcast.com. And to hear more from Michelle, visit our website, thechocolatebarista.com.